Hi, this is How Do I Deal. Each week we bring you an antipasto platter of chats, advice, lols, stories, games and hummus dip. With me, Jade.
And me, Ella. Let's kick it in the penis. How do I deal with you? How do I deal with me? When I don't even know myself or what it is. How you doing, Jade?
I'm pretty good. Still possibly hungover from last week.
Oh wow, yeah, that went on for too long.
Yes.
What yes. up? Aging. What up? Hangovers that last way too long than they should.
Yeah. Well, luckily, I actually wasn't really hungover, but I did, like, because we continued to drink on, like, at my place.
Oh, yeah, that's right. After yeah, to finish the off podcast. The bottle. Yeah.
Finish off the bottle and open a new bottle. Because...
Oh, the wine!
Yeah.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes,
I forgot yes. that.
So, yeah, I realised at one point, and I haven't been drunk like this in a while, you were talking and I was looking at you and my eyes did the thing where... You blink and your eyes adjust and then they adjust again. Like, they sort of, like, do you know what I mean?
Your
like,
focus everything's is not focused settling.
And then it, like, has to focus again.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. oh, no. So I went to, I was like, excuse myself to go to the little girl's room and went there and then I was just sitting on the toilet for ages just being like, oh, I'm fucked. And then, like, got up and, like, sat on the side of the bath and I was like, I am so fucked. And then I just went downstairs and face planted on the couch. Ordered a pizza and face planted on the couch. And then I spewed thrice. So that was me.
Yeah. And it was fun to like, because I was telling your housemates about the podcast that we just recorded. Oh, and then goodness. I was like, hey, I wonder where Jade is. Because I was like, it's rude to like check if someone's gone to the toilet because you're like, they might be doing a poo. Mm. But I was like, no, now she's like been gone for like a while.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I'll get water anyway. I'll just go downstairs. And yeah, you actually are just like, you look like some sort of like aging rock star because you had like the leopard print massive coat on, but you're like face planted on your face.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like, you know how they always wear, and they're just like, yeah, fucking, and then yeah, like just conk out. I was just like, look at that little rock star's face. Like, literally laying on your face. I don't know how you're breathing.
I think, did I not have it out to the... Was I honestly laying on my face?
You were
face?
Laying on your face, but maybe you were in between two of the couch cushions,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, yeah. I always sleep with a pillow over my head.
Yeah.
I don't know why you need to know that.
Trivia. Jade proves. But yeah, and then, yeah.
Yeah. Were you hung over the next day?
I was slow.
Yeah.
I was grumpy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was, like, physically hungover. Like, I wasn't feeling sick or headachy or anything. I was, like, mentally a bit, like...
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Isn't it, like... I feel like I used to hit it hard during the week all the time. You know, like, 5, 4, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I just can't do it anymore.
Used to always... Thursdays were a big one.
Yeah, Thursday nights, absolute. I remember filling out, like, at uni... kind of, filling out, like, surveys with my friends, and we had to do, like, it was kind of like a health questionnaire sort of thing, so it was, like, you know, how much water do you drink a day, like, how many standard drinks do you have in a week, like, how many cigarettes do you have a day, or whatever, and I would, this is, like, when I first moved to Melbourne, when they asked, and, like, all of the people that I was sort of going to uni with lived at home with their parents, like, and they lived in Melbourne, because I was living, like, on student accommodation or whatever. It was, like, the standard drinks for me for the week would be, like, I don't know, I was, like, oh, like, 35, 40, 45? What? I'm, like, are you insane? I'm, like, yeah, like, Monday nights, like, blah, 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 like, Tuesday nights, like, blah, blah, blah. Because I was drinking, like, every night. It was just normal.
Yeah.
And I thought that was normal. I was like, yeah, 45.
And you're actually 45. Getting drunk every night. You're not just having, like, a wine with dinner. You're actually, like,
getting
into...
Yeah, I'm binge drinking.
Yeah.
To the extreme.
And it's so funny that you would, like... Everyone is probably like, oh, wow, because you always lie on those things. Like, when you get your questionnaire at the doctor's, when you go to a new doctor.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
And it's like, how many cigarettes do you have? And it's just like... lol, zero. Because, like, I'm not a smoker, but I still smoke, so, like, just don't judge me, zero.
Yeah.
How many standard drinks do you have in a week? It's like, okay, like, I want to say, like, 25, but I'm going to take it back to 15.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know how people say that, like, with, like, your sex number, like, boys always... What is
go
it?
Higher.
Yeah, and girls always go lower.
Yeah.
It's kind of like drink. Yeah,
oh my goodness. You know. I need to just like let the listeners know if they've seen the Batman movie with Heath Ledger as the Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the you know the character in it who has his half his face burnt off?
Yeah, Two-Face. Or, yeah, yeah, the DA or whatever.
I look like that right now.
Oh, yeah, you do. I forgot about that.
I was sunburnt yesterday sitting in Port Melbourne at a cafe and forgot that I was just in direct beaming sunlight.
Yeah.
And half my face was shaded for 3 hours and half was in direct sun for three hours.
Yeah.
So I'm actually burnt halfway down my face and I wonder if it's going to tan like that.
And
my arm.
Is that the only, can you show me your other arm? Yeah, right.
It's hilarious. Like, what happens if I have a little brown face on one side and a little white face on the other side?
I would start applying sunscreen to the sunburnt portion of your face.
Yeah.
And just get the other one. Tan that right up.
Balance it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a miscellaneous podcast, by the way.
Oh, yeah, there is no topic, which means that we get to just chat. We can just talk.
And also, if you can't tell, guys, we're both a little bit flat. Or maybe I'm just comparing it to last week in my mind where we were like, party. Yeah.
It's just...
We're not partying.
It'll come and go. Like, it'll change, obviously, with the... We're people.
Like the... Changing of the seasons.
Yeah. When the moon... Oh, what am I about to sing?
I don't know. I was going to sing...
Final hour. It's not the tune, but
well, I was going to sing... Like the sun of the season. But I don't
even know. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to sing.
What is that?
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
Fuck off, because I was... Oh, is that the same song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Because yeah. I was going to be like, but I keep confusing it with that Aquarius.
Yeah, yeah.
So there were two songs, egg on my face, red faces.
Lol, lol, lol. So I wrote one question down for this whole thing, which is okay. So much fun.
I wrote like a million questions down just...
Oh. Well, can I say mine first?
Yes.
It's fun.
Yes.
So we've both answered this question before, but never live recording.
Ooh, exclusive.
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 So you think about, like, some sort of, like, genie situation, magic.
Genie from down under.
Genie from down under.
Make my wish come true.
No, she's make my wish come true.
Yeah. Oh, dream on.
genie from down under. I wish you'd do what I want you to.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. So good.
That was the best show ever.
Yeah, so some sort of like, where magic exists. Imagine we're working on a play. So you wake up one day and you don't have a vagina, you don't have a vulva, you have a penis.
Yeah.
You're not freaked out. It's just there. It's just fact. And you know that.
So I'm not. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It goes away the next day. Like you just go back to normal.
And for whatever reason, I know that. Like,
yeah.
Somehow I know. I have that knowledge.
Yeah. So what would you do if you woke up with a penis? Like, how would your day go?
Okay. Okay. Well, like my first, like, I
think I'd call in sick to work first so I can enjoy my day with a penis.
Yeah, definitely. Like, call in sick. That's the first first point of call. I think, like, my first instinct is to say, like, oh, yeah, I'd masturbate. But I honestly don't think I would. I'd be downloading Tinder and I would find, like, I'm, you know, I want to just put out that, like, I'm as feminist as the next person and, like, you know, I really respect women's rights. But for whatever reason, when I think about having a penis, I'm like... I would fuck so many bitches. And, like, I would just, like, I'd be the filthiest man. And I would just, like, shove my dick down anyone's throat. I don't know. I'm just, like, yeah.
It's the power. It's this, like, I suppose it's the... Because I was saying to somebody, oh, that's right, yesterday about sex. And I was saying that, like, when somebody takes too long... Like, or if you've already come and they're still going, you kind of, like, you feel like you're being very invaded. You're, like, you've got 2 minutes, pretty much, to, like, get it over and done with, or, like, we're going to have to swap because now I'm, like, overly sensitive and it just feels like you're in my house. Like, it's my rules. Like, get out of my house. Like, so, like, it's like we're having a really good party and then, like, you're just still hanging around, like, drinking and everyone's gone home. Like, get out.
Yeah.
So,
get out of my house, vagina.
Yeah. And so, like, with, like, having a penis, I feel like it would be... Like, yeah, you have that power to, like, enter something.
Like, that intrusive.
Yeah, to penetrate instead of just being, like,
it's weird, isn't
an
it?
Orifice to,
yeah.
A sheath
I was saying
sword.
Yeah. I said that to Quiet Long Hair, that, like, it is, like, it's such a weird thing. Like, it doesn't, like, obviously when you have sex with someone, like, you want it.
Yeah.
Like, but there's, like, just this small part that's, like, it is a really intrusive feeling, yeah, as well as, and he was like, it would be, like,
yeah,
I can imagine, I guess, like, it's such a weird thing.
Yeah. You're being stormed, like, you're not inside of their body.
Yeah.
They're inside of yours.
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird that, like, I can't imagine. That's, I definitely would want to, there is so many logistics in play with that question, because it's like, would you be able to find somebody, but, like, just assume.
Oh, let's just assume, yes, would you fuck me?
I was just going to say, if you had a penis, I'd just be like, okay, no, just fuck me,
okay,
it's fine.
Okay, yeah. Babe, can we make a pact?
Pinky promise
me that if I wake up with a dick, you'll fuck me.
Yeah, we're done.
Would you?
Yes.
Okay, that's my pinky standard.
I would want there we go. I would want the experience, I think.
Yeah,
that just,
yeah. Like, I hope that we have different faces, like, not that I don't find you attractive, but I wouldn't be able to be, like, penetrating you and, like, look at you in the eye.
I'd just be like, oh, like, you'd just be like, flaccid. I'm like, what's wrong? It's like, you're fucking, like, it's like fucking my sister. It's like, not quite right. But yeah, no, I think it's where the whole, like, man mentality comes from. It is just from, like, their dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, women have to be so accommodating because they literally, like, accommodate a penis.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. And, like, it definitely does give me not an understanding or an excuse for how, like, I think, you know, men act.
Yeah.
But when you think about having a penis and we say it like this, it's kind of like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can understand.
I guess.
I suppose, like, once it wore off, like, obviously.
Yeah, you're used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that the main concern for me would be, like, I definitely, yeah, like, just not let go of it and take heaps of photos of it.
Yeah, dick pics all around. Would you send me one?
Yeah, definitely. Just be like, look what I found.
Yeah,
what I found this morning. But the thing I think I would struggle with is having something in your pants.
Oh, I'd feel so weird.
You'd just be like,
well, I asked my male housemate once. I was like, it's like, so when you're just walking around, it's like, can you feel it?
Yeah, does it smack around?
Yeah, like, what is it doing? He's like, I don't know. But, yeah, like, it's just out. It's just there.
Because I suppose,
they're so funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so funny. Probably TMI, but I was looking some up this morning. Research purposes, because I knew we were going to be talking about this.
Yeah.
Wink, ding.
I did send you a reminder this morning saying don't forget to look up.
Lucky I was already watching porn. But, like, I was just, some of them, they're so, I suppose it's the same as, like, a vulva / vagina. It's like, they're so, like, this, how can they vary so much? Like, essentially,
yeah,
they are the same thing. They're, like, a spherical, it's a circle. I kind of, anyway. Yeah, but I don't know, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd hate to have a really, really, really massive one.
Yeah.
Like, how do you even, like, go for a run? Like,
yeah, would it, like,
sports bra,
you know,
for
how,
your dick?
Yeah, you know how girls, like, with big boobs get, like, really bad back problems?
Yeah.
Do boys with
get
really big dudes get, like, really bad, lower back
problems? Lower back.
Like, lumbar problems.
Because it's just dragging on the ground.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We're putting it out there. Look, if anyone out there has, like, a long schlong that, like, hurts their hips / lower back.
Yeah.
Tell us your story. Write us into Ella and Jade at LockedBag 91217.
Yeah.
I should have said 90210.
Yeah, damn it. You've missed that opportunity.
But yeah, so that's interesting. That was my question.
Yeah, well, I wrote down a couple of questions, none of which are really funny. Oh, my first one is, how do I deal with life?
Yeah, okay. So what you want to do is, I break it down into, like, small things.
Yeah.
The first one is breathing.
Oh, big ones?
And I feel like I
big
can't...
Big old big ones?
Can't, yeah, deal with life. I just remember that I have to breathe really well.
Yeah.
And then that kind of breaks it down. It slows you down.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking of too many things at once normally. So it's like, just breathe. And it's like, if you have to really concentrate. Also, remember when we learnt that yoga breathing where it was...
Yeah, I do that all the time. So what is it?
If, like, your mind... It tricks your mind into relaxation because your mind's used to doing equal breaths in and equal breaths out. But if you breathe in for four and out for six.
Yeah, so you have to breathe out for what, and you don't have to breathe in for four. Like, you can breathe in for three or however
long.
But you breathe out for an extended two more beats kind of thing.
Yeah. And then that's kind of like, all right, here's my platform on which I will stand to try and tackle life now.
Yeah.
But yeah, really depends. It's about happiness.
Yeah.
How do you deal with life?
Find the things that you love.
Follow your bliss.
Follow your bliss.
It's like, and that sounds like such an open statement, but it's like, what makes me happy? I'm going to follow that path.
Yeah. I think it's really like, if you break your, I might have already said this on a podcast, but it's not really a basic statement, because I think if most people had a look at their week, right? Like if you take the last 7 days and break that down into how much of it is work and how much of it is sleep and how much of it is eating or whatever, and how much of it is me doing things that make me happy or things that I want to do. For me, anyway, it'd be a pretty small percentage is, and I think that would be the same for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not a big statement. It's pretty true. Well,
also I was talking about on the weekend, my mum introduced me to this wheel once, and I have to find out what it's called, because it's not the wheel of life, or wheel of happiness, or wheel of balance, or something like that.
Mm.
But yeah, it's broken down into little sections of this wheel. So there's work, love, life, friendships, exercise, nutrition, hobbies, sex, everything. It's all broken down. And you're meant to kind of go around and hover over a section, be like, relationships, happy, unhappy. And then you kind of give yourself a percentage. And so whatever you're lacking in, you need to work on. But apparently once you kind of get that wheel moderately balanced in all your little sections, then that's when life starts to look like doable and happy.
Yeah, that's cool. Find out what that's called. I like that.
Just try and Google while you look at your next question.
How do I deal with life? How do I deal with being such a sexy bitch all the time?
Well, you get a big stick, right? Because you need to hit them away with it.
Yeah.
One that you can carry. Yeah. One that's lightweight.
Not a lightsaber, but something that I can, do you know what I mean? Because it's compact. And
A baton, maybe.
Yeah, a baton.
Yeah, just like a nightstick. And then you take someone out with it.
Yeah. So, speaking of sexy bitch, I just put a square around that word so I wouldn't forget. But can we just talk for a second about Damn, You's a Sexy Bitch? Do you remember that song?
Yeah, David Guetta.
Damn, You's a Sexy Bitch.
Yeah, because I remember it because he says, I'm trying to find the words without being disrespectful.
Yeah, you did it. Was it on
Instagram?
Yeah. That was really funny.
Because it's...
I'm trying to find the words to describe this girl without being disrespectful.
Damn, girl.
He's a sexy bitch. Yeah.
It's kind of... insane. He even went to the point where he wrote into the song, I'm trying to find these words, just really struggling to find the perfect word to describe you. Because I don't want to be disrespectful in the slightest. So I'm going to go with sexy bitch.
Yeah. What was the... Sorry. Yonin. What was the clean version of that song?
Oh, I don't know if there... Is there one?
Oh, I don't know. Did they say bitch on the radio?
Yeah, I think bitch was okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I was listening to the radio edit of Purple Pills the other day, and it's just so
purple
funny.
Purple Hills?
Yeah. The Purple Hills.
I've climbed,
a couple of mountains. I don't know. Instead of
what is that? I don't even
cool,
know.
Calm, just like your mom with a couple of lawsuits inside the palm. Instead of Valium. This is
shit.
Yeah. It's hilarious though. Because they obviously swore so much that they had to do a radio edit.
There'd be so many, and isn't it funny when you listen to those songs? They do replace some of the words, and then for some bits it's just complete silence. It'd be
Oh, it's so good.
What else have I got? How do I deal or no deal?
Can I ask you how would you deal with being such a sexy bitch all the time? How do you do it?
I'm trying to find the words to Describe this girl without being disrespectful.
Take your time.
I think that they should have changed sexy bitch to like sexy witch.
Ooh, and then it's like in the chorus, it's just like cackling. oh, I'm facing completely away from the mic, I just realised. Whoops.
That's alright.
I found this wheel and it's called
Wheel of Fortune.
Well, it's called it's not the Wheel of Fortune theme song.
I Dream of Jeannie.
Always. It's always I Dream of Jeannie. If I'm not saying cats, I'm singing the I Dream of Jeannie theme song. So it's the Wheel of Life. So makes enough sense. So it's partner, mother and father, manager, colleague, team member, sports. So this is one of them.
Yeah.
Sports player, community leader, friend, career and work, health. So I suppose it's actually like, that's like a really vague one. I think sports leader means like your exercise.
Yeah, that sounds like something that I would have had in school. Do you know what I mean? Like, mum, dad, blah, blah,
oh,
blah.
Here we go. There it is. This is the real one. Sorry. Okay. Health, career, finances, spouse, partner, or significant other.
Yeah.
Family, friends, fun, recreation, physical environment, community, and spirituality.
Right. So it's all about getting those into all of a those balanced.
Yeah. So, cool. I would say that, I do really well with, friends, fun, and recreation.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
My
health, community, physical environment, family, spouse, finances, and career all suffer pretty badly.
I want to see what I've got going on. Spirituality. Yeah, but see,
Well, we do. We're way more connected, emotionally intelligent than we think we are.
Yeah, but then practicing. The practicing side I don't do. Health, could be better. Career, could be better. Finances, dire. Spouse, partner, significant other, it's good. Family, good. Friends, good. Fun, recreation, dire. Physical environment.
No, fun and recreation. That's like going out and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't do enough.
Like things that you would consider fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Community, not physical environment. All right, I can see. And so you're meant to make like a perfect circle.
Yeah. Yeah. You're meant to make sure that's sick. Yeah. So I mean, that's just interest. That's the way you can kind of. Trying to do one more than the other.
Yeah.
Because
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So guys, if you need tools to deal with life, that's the Wheel of Life. If you type that in and then click... Actually, no, it's on a website called mybuddycoach.com. So if you want to do that, go do that.
So...
We're going to pen down.
Pen down. Repeat. Pen down.
I didn't mean... It looked like I threw it, but I didn't.
What else is news?
So as I was driving home literally 30 minutes ago...
Yeah.
No, wait, what's the time? I'm going to say maybe 40 minutes ago. Yeah. Let's just get this right. Yeah. I'll have the trolls on my back.
Yeah.
I was at the stoplight and I looked in my rearview mirror.
Yeah.
And realised someone was getting out of their car behind me. And I was like, oh, so weird. What's he doing?
Yeah.
And then he walked up past my car and I thought he was going to keep walking. And then he knocked on my window and I was like, But then I caught a glimpse and he was like, my age and like a super babe, so it's kind of like, I mean, super babes can still be violent strangers, don't get me wrong, but I was kind of like, he didn't seem, so I went to my window and I was like, hello, and he was like, hey, your left brake light is out, and I was like, thank you,
what a gem.
I was like, no, wait, so really, thank you. Because, no one does that.
No one does that.
And especially because he had to, we were at a stoplight, we were temporarily stopped. He got out of his car, left it running, and left it unlocked to come and tell me that, my brake light was out.
Yeah.
Also, if anyone knows how to put brake lights in cars, sidebar. Yeah. Also, windscreen wipers on.
Oh, yeah, I need new windscreen wipers. I think I know how to do those. That's pretty easy.
Could probably just, YouTube video it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, the age we live in.
I know.
Am I right?
It's pretty fantastic. If you really want it. When I dyed my hair the other day, I looked up, I was just how to put bleach in your hair at home, just to refresher.
Yeah.
And that was just a nice little watch a couple of videos just to make sure I was, like, in the loop.
Yeah.
So none of my hair fell out, which was really good.
Yeah. I think you could, yeah, you could probably learn anything online. What's the last thing I looked at? I did actually, like, internet. This is not a segue. Anyway, I just, you know when you Google things and then you sort of have a bit of a realization of how ridiculous, like, every single thing I Google is, like, dog is making weird noise. What happens when dog is licking foot too much? Dog's foot smells like Dorito. ETC, ETC. So last night I was watching Red Dragon, which is like the prequel to Silence of the Lambs.
Okay.
I watched like Red Dragon, then started watching Silence of the Lambs. And I just paused it and Googled, why wasn't Hannibal Lecter sentenced to capital punishment? Because I was like, this is doing my head in.
Yeah.
Like, why isn't he?
Well, I don't know.
Well, someone said on Yahoo Answers, they were like, what? So, yeah, some of the answers were like, maybe he was in a state that didn't have the death penalty, which I find ridiculous. He killed, like, over 27 people. Like, let's be real here.
Yeah.
Another reason was that, someone said that he went to, like a psych, what do you call it? Like a psychiatric hospital sort of thing. And they don't get the death penalty there because it's like, you know, whatever. And then someone wrote, I think he did a plea bargain. What do you mean? Maybe think he did a plea bargain? Did it say any of that in the book? No. Like, did it say that in the movie? No, you've just assumed in like this fucking Red Dragon Silence of the Lambs universe. I don't know where you've pulled this plea bargain from, but anyway.
Like, he was like, I'll tell you where, like, 16 of the bodies are if you don't kill me.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yahoo Answers is, like, a fucking gold mine. I love it.
Yeah, so do I. I'm on it a fair bit.
I've never gone to the point where I have asked or answered a question.
Oh, no. But sometimes because people have already asked. Yeah. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Any question you've got, someone's already asked it.
What do you reckon the last three things you Googled are?
Why didn't Hannibal Lecter get the death penalty? Drake, Know Yourself, that song. Because I can't find it on YouTube and it's so good.
Yeah.
And probably something about my little dick.
Yeah, I'm just looking mine up.
Yeah.
A lot of it is porn.
Legitimately look at porn on your phone?
Always. I've never looked at porn on my computer.
What?
Why? Well, I don't know what it is. Like, I have a massive...
I would never look at porn on my phone.
Why?
Because nigga needs, like, it's tiny. And, like, what, do you watch videos on it?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I didn't even know you could, I suppose, yeah.
If you have a smartphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, because I've got an iMac, it's 27-inch iMac.
Yeah, that's what I'm just staring at now. Like, I'd be, if I owned that, I would be naked all the time.
I think it would be too much for me, though, because it's, like, quite large. I'm just used to a small screen.
I'd move it to the foot of my bed.
Go nuts.
Yeah.
No, there's, like, the Wheel of Life thing.
Yeah, okay.
I'm trying to find, like...
So I thought you were, like, bringing that up again. I was like, oh, we're back to that album.
An MP3 downloader, which I did download, didn't even fucking work. Mm. Oh, here we go. Last night, this is my, like, 1 a.m. Google searching.
Yeah.
Real talk on not wearing bras. Do women need bras? Here's why you shouldn't wear bras. Study finds that bras could be bad for you.
Yeah.
Bras makes breasts saggy in a 15-year experiment. Myths and facts about sagging and then sleep positions.
Yeah, right.
That was all the input.
Did you hear about... Sorry. Speaking of sleep positions, you should always sleep on your left.
Yeah, but...
Don't ask why.
Because your gastric juices are...
Yeah, maybe. Because I just read the heading of this and I was like, oh, cool, I'll go back to that. And I never did. So
it used to be that you had to sleep on your right so you didn't crush your heart and, like, lungs and stuff.
Yeah, right.
But then, yeah, the recent one is that your gastric juices in your stomach sit, like, all contained when you sleep on your left. But when you sleep on your right, that it's bad for reflux. The juices run up your esophagus.
Ah.
Oh, no, they don't necessarily.
Yeah.
Some people, that can't happen. But it can with some. And it also runs, like, into the top of the intestines or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I saw that too.
What can you do right?
Guys, bras, like, I've given up. Yeah. And it's so
Are you wearing one today?
No. Can you
Should I take mine off in solidarity?
It's so lovely. Laura. It hurts. Mm. So, like, I was wearing a bra the other day and I just realized that, like, the back of it has, like, it, the cotton had come off, like, apart. And it was just, like, stabbing and scratching. Yeah, just took her bra off and made this, like, beaming happy face.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, like, that's really uncomfortable. And then I put another one on and I was like, this one, like, hurts my shoulders.
Yeah.
It's like, this one's all loose. This one has, like, one piece has underwire and the other piece doesn't.
Yeah.
And I was just Story like, of my life. I'm just not going to wear them because, like, what is the worst thing to happen? Like, even if, like, you do get saggy boobs, I was like, fuck yo, I get to be comfortable for the rest of my life and my boobs are just, like, a tiny bit sag.
Mm.
Like, I don't fucking care.
Mm. My, yeah, so I would not wear a bra more often. Like, I could in this shirt because I'm wearing quite a baggy shirt, but if I they're just so gross my boobies.
I think it takes a really long while to get comfortable to the feeling. Also, when I was walking down the street the first day, I wasn't wearing a bra and they were doing a little bounce. I was like, oh, but that's like, it's fine. It's not like I was like pushing, like it was they weren't doing anything crazy. It was just like they were just like doing their own little happy little jello dance.
Yeah.
Jello jelly dance. Because they're boobs, and that's, they're just, like...
See, mine probably wouldn't even bounce. That's what I've got going on.
That's fine. I don't know. But, yeah, no, it's
Does it make you... Sorry, I'm just trying to get some rhythm going with my boobs. Oh, no, fuck it, that's a ridiculous... No, do you think if I didn't wear a bra, it'd give them a chance to, like...
Breathe?
Grow.
Well, that's the thing. Similar. That's part
and I'm, like, letting them move around, like...
Part of this just, like, discussion that I... Like, the... I don't know, what did I read? Like, 8 websites that I was looking up at, like, 1 o'clock last night.
Mm.
Part of it was that, yeah, like... In early stages of development, they restrict the blood flow to the chest. They do it with, like... Yeah, they've found that... Women's breasts in it. So it was a study from France. It was over 15 years. It was like just over 300 women.
Yeah.
And so they all stopped wearing bras and they found that the, like, the tissue actually got a little bit firmer because it was having to support itself. It wasn't being, like, held up by an external source. So... I think that, like, it's only got to be good, because, like, what good can come from, like, crushing anything that's, like, naturally meant to just be, like, there?
That's true.
And, like, with the straps as well, like, on your back, across you, around, wrapped around your lungs and your ribs and, like, digging into your shoulders. I suppose, like, if you had a really kind of, like, perfectly fitting bra, but, like, who has the thousands of dollars to, like, go and get fitted all the time?
Yeah. I had one, like, I've... been fitted for a bra once with one bra and it was like the most comfortable, nicest, loveliest bra ever, and it's a size that like I never would have got for myself, you know, like it was actually bigger than I thought and like whatever. Oh, but it's long gone now.
Those are the days of the old bra yard. We used to bounce a lot. Oh, well, they didn't because they were do you want to hear what else like this is so like I had all this like boob like googling just before that. So that's all like nice, like fun feminist stuff. Just before that, Kardashian sister's butt implant. Kardashian sister's bums.
This is what you googled.
Yeah.
What was the result of that?
So they all deny that they have had implants.
Doesn't like, Kim, did Kim say that she has?
Oh, wait, no, hold on. Oh, I was looking at Chloe specifically.
Okay, yeah.
Chloe denies that she's had them. She's just like, I work really hard in the gym. But because I was just looking at a photo and it looks like
skinny
she's...
Skinny does look better naked. I'll give her that.
Strong looks better naked.
Oh, yeah, strong.
but, huh, lol. It was just so amazing. Like, the shape of it is almost square.
Of Chloe's?
Yeah.
Really?
It's crazy.
Right, and she and like, does it look fake?
Yeah.
Yeah, as if it probably would be. Like, no offense to her. No offense, Chloe, if you're listening, but it's probably fake.
It's amazing. Like, I wonder what that would feel like to have a fake part in your body.
Yeah. Well, like, because I was riding the breast implants bandwagon for a while. Never made any, like, serious attempts, but in the back of my mind, I was like, yeah, I'd get breast implants. And then I was reading something the other day or listening to something the other day, I can't remember, and they were saying, like, how it like pretty much all implants leak.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Is it leaching? Is that, no, that's like plastic. No, maybe leaching. Yeah, like they do, like you have to get them, I guess replaced? You would have to get them, yeah, replaced. It's a completely foreign object in your body. Like your body tries to fight against it.
Yeah.
It causes like all sorts of shit. I was like, oh my God, I never, ever, ever want anything like that.
That and like if you, I suppose it's when you, I'm all for like anyone doing anything they want to their body if it's their choice. As long as it's like, what's the reasoning behind it?
Yeah.
It's like, it's a personal thing for myself or blah, blah, blah. I don't know. If anyone's getting implants because they feel like they look too old or they look too saggy or they look too small or it's because of other people's perception, then maybe don't get them. Like, you've got to find somewhere else.
I remember reading something about, like, again, another thing that I may have already brought up on the podcast, I'm not sure, but women that got nose jobs, I think, and possibly labiaplasty, is that what you call it?
So, like, changing... Yeah.
I think it was more the labiaplasty one. But it was this article about, like, women that have had that done and afterwards, and might have been nose as well, still having all of their same problems and all of their same issues and being sort of, like, genuinely miffed or upset or whatever that, like, they've spent all this money and they've changed, like, that one thing that they really thought was standing in the way.
Yeah.
And they get it done and, yeah, it looks great.
Yeah.
But they're still the same person, like...
Absolutely, it's the same people, like, in the past I've thought, if I was to get, like, really thin and, like, tone up heaps, like, people would love me more, I would love me more, and everything would just be better, like, the world would be better, but it's like, why? For what reason? Like
you, who cares?
Do you care, like, do you, you're not doing it for nutrition, you're not doing it for health, you're not doing it to actually, like, feel better, although, like, you would feel a little bit better if you're doing it, a decent amount of exercise.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, that's not your problems. Like, you got to find the actual root of them. So, like, all the outside stuff. Like, my kind of show of, like, I like to, so anything you do to your body, I am for it if it's a, like, representation of, like, your personality or how you want to portray yourself to the world.
Yeah.
That's totally fine. It's like, if you want to wear, like, heaps of cool, colourful makeup or, like, dye your hair, like, blonde or, like, just whatever. It's, like, if you want to express yourself and parts of your personality through your physical being, like, go nuts. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But don't ever feel like you need to change because someone else is looking at you and just being like, oh, her boobs are a bit uneven or, like, she's got really gross, like, fluffy hair and I just wish she'd straighten it. She looks so much nicer.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as you're doing it for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
For sure.
Da-da-da! What do you want for Christmas, Jade?
My mum asked me that the other day. I couldn't think of anything. I don't want anything. And I say this, I've been saying this for, like, a lot of years. I don't want anything. Even, like, things that I'm... I don't want anything. I don't like receiving presents. I know that sounds really, like, I'm holier than thou. But I mean it, like...
Do you think you're better than us?
Yeah. Yes, I do. No, Christmas, this is, a weird thing, but Christmas, like, since being really young, like, we always had really lovely, like, nice Christmases, like, my family and stuff. And it's always, like, a fun, nice, happy day and whatever. But since, from a really young age, I remember being really upset on Christmas Day, like, just feeling really sad.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I remember, like, one Christmas, I was, like, 7, and everyone was, like, sitting out the back, like, laughing and talking. And I went into, like, we had, like... a lounge room and then, like, a back lounge, you know, sort of, like, a sitting room. I fucking know.
The good lounge.
Yeah, but it wasn't. going into that lounge room and, like, moving the couch from, like, behind the wall and, like, laying in between the couch and the wall and crying and falling asleep there. And I was really young. I don't know. I've never liked Christmas that much. It just gives me, like, a really melancholy...
Yeah.
Feeling, and I don't know what the feeling's from or for.
I can understand that completely, mainly because, like, I think forcing a family to be together is not necessarily a great thing.
Yeah.
The other side of it is that the expectation of, like, how beautiful and wonderful and, like, Catholic and, like, awesome, and how, like, if, from being a child, I had the highest expectations. I had the most magical little brain. And so when it would come to like my birthday or Christmas or something, I'd be like, oh, we're going to do all these like amazing things and I'm going to give amazing things and get amazing things and do amazing things. And the day would turn out to be like half as good as I expected it to be. And I would mourn for the like for the loss of something that I created in my head.
Yeah.
And so maybe that was yours. Like, well, it's just so overwhelming.
Yeah, it's overwhelming. I think mine sort of comes from like, and I don't know why, I don't know. It's like an awareness of how much sadness there is in the world. And I think Christmas like drills it in for me because it's a day of excess and it's a day of like lots of, and this is what I'm not trying to say like, oh, I think of these things and I'm so much better. I'm not, I'm just trying to explain how I do feel. It's just, because it is a day of excess and stuff, and I'm all for that, by the way. Like, I think it's great.
Yeah.
And, like, there's so much food, and, like, it's lovely. But it's just, like, what a, I don't know, it's making me upset. Like, there's just people that don't have families, and there's people that don't have stuff like that. And instead of fucking doing anything about it, I just, like, make myself miserable thinking about it, you know?
Yeah. And I think that, like, Christmas, because we, like, you also, because it's essentially like family or whatever.
Mm.
And so I think like my Christmas this year is going to be different because my grandma passed away and she was like, she held up the entire Italian side of the family. Like there's not going to be. So I've had that since the day I was born. So for 25 years, that's like been my lunch at Nonna's house. She's gone now. So there's going to be no Christmas on that side.
Yeah.
So that's going to be, like, really weird. And I suppose, like, Christmas is sort of making people think about, like, family. And if you have lost somebody, then it's, like, it brings that back up as
well. Yes, it does. Yeah.
So, it is. And I think a lot of it, there's expectation, there's memories, there's, it's just, I understand where you come from. We might be coming from two different spots, but I don't like Christmas either at all.
Yeah.
In fact, the year that I completely ignored Christmas, didn't go back, just stayed with our friend, what did I say, Smiley Big Eyes?
Yeah.
In Melbourne. And it was so lovely because we just, like, kind of stayed in pyjamas and, like, ate some pizza and watched some movies and just completely ignored the excessive nature and all that. Stress, there's so much stress.
There's so much.
You have
stress.
To be somewhere. You especially have to cook this thing like and buy this Christmas thing. Christmas there's the family members that don't like each other. The family it's members insane. That you don't like.
Yeah,
it's.
I always think that like about like there's no in our family like there's no like this person doesn't like this person like everyone likes each other. Yeah. That's fine. But there is so much fucking stress, like unwarranted, like I was meant to make the trifle, but so-and-so's making the trifle, so now I've got to go on blah, 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 blah.
What like, am I going to do with two trifles?
Do you really fucking care? Like, is this an issue that you're going to be thinking about in a day from now?
Yeah.
Like, do we have to go through this?
Yeah.
It's so stressful.
Also, stop making trifles. Make something that people fucking like. Yeah,
just give me the custard.
Don't ruin it with putting, like, jam and shit in there. Yeah. Is that what's in it?
No, like, jelly, sponge cake.
Oh, it sounds terrible.
Cream, custard. And then, like, I think the sponge cake, my auntie actually makes a really delicious one. I'm sure everyone's auntie makes a really delicious one. And I hate trifle as well. But I'm pretty sure the sponge cake is soaked in something, like a sherry. No, not sherry, but something. It's just soaked in something.
I remember seeing it for the first time because my auntie's sister brought it. Like, she's not related by blood, but she's always around. That sounds so terrible. She's lovely. She's really sarcastic and mean, but I love her for that.
Yeah.
Anyway. So she brought one and I was like, what is happening? Is this just like an unfinished dessert? Like who? And I'm like watching people like, so it's in a, she brought it in like a massive kind of martini glass thing.
Oh.
So like,
it was an actual glass, a big martini glass. Did it have like a stalk?
No, it was just like, as in the shape of kind of a martini glass.
Oh yes, yeah. Think like of a normal, bowl, but like. Yeah.
And it was like up, like it had a stalk. Oh yeah.
Sand. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, it was in that and I was like, well, how do you even eat it? And so like, people who get getting it and, like, spooning it out into a bowl. I'm like, it just looks like a mess and unfinished. No, I'm refusing to eat that. Like, give me a rumble.
Yeah. What about, what desserts, like, frequent? Like, we definitely will do a Christmas episode where we talk about this more, but the food's starting to get me a bit excited.
Yeah, it's, I
what's, like, what desserts do you have at your Christmas?
We, it varies. I remember, like, last year we had, the one year that I participated, it was ridiculous. My brother and I went in excess because we were like, what should we do? Mm. Like, savoury or sweet?
Mm.
And, like, Nana Jen was like, I think we're going to go, you guys can go as sweet because I think there's only one person doing sweet. And I was like, we're like, cool. So I was like, I'll make a, like, no bake lemon cheesecake and we'll do a pav and I think it was Rumbles.
Mm.
And I think we ended up making two pavs. I have no idea why, just because we panicked. And then once we got there, someone else had made, a trifle and something else. And then it was just like, oh, could have really done with some more, like, cold ham. Like, there's just so much sweet shit.
Yeah.
And I'd refuse to put, like, passion fruit, like, goop on it because I hate it. And everyone's like, Ali, you're missing the passion fruit goop. And I was like, no, I'm
not. Do you go for, like, chocolate on top of yours or fruit?
I just had a fuckload of strawberries and something else. Kiwi fruit.
Yeah, kiwi fruit's a good one.
Mm.
I hate pavlova, but I'll eat it. It's sugary.
Yeah. It's so strange. But, like, at Nonna's, it was, like, pretty good because there's a very... She'd normally make a cake. So you'd have this kind of, like... I don't know how to explain it. It was always just a multicolored cake with, like, a weird, like, light, like, icing.
Like a marbly sort of, like, marble through it. I can picture what you're talking about.
It was this light kind of chocolatey icing and then these edible silver ball things.
I don't know.
It's the weirdest because I don't know if it was, like, traditional or she just kind of made it up one day and that's what she did.
Yeah, that was her thing.
And then, like, just biscotti, like, coffees, teas.
Cause like, sorry,
heaps of different things.
Cause your, like your Christmas lunch, if it was with your nonna, is like full Italian lunch, isn't it? Like lasagna and schnitzels.
And I'd stock up.
That makes me so, like, my mum and I used to say to, my housemate who's Italian as well, like, we'd be like, oh, like we would swap a Christmas if we could. Like mum would be like, I wish we could have lasagna and pasta for lunch. And my housemate would be like, I wish I could have fucking like 17 meats for lunch.
It's so weird, like having both. But I can say like growing up with equal like Christmases that the Italian side does it way well better. Like it's so much nicer. Also, I would like, because you eat yourself into a coma on the Italian side at lunch.
Yeah.
Just also because you know that once you get to like the, like, Irish Australian side, there's gonna be like a bit of cold ham and some fucking trifle, so you're like, I'm not eating that shit. I'm gonna eat three plates of salad and some schnitzel and some rolled meats and some lasagna and some cake and some coffee and some biscotti. Then I'm gonna have a sleep, then I'm gonna eat some more biscotti and some more coffee, then I'm gonna see the relatives that do not know how to cook food.
Yeah.
Well, they can, they make really good salads. They're very good salad makers. My dad is so embarrassing, but everybody loves this part of him.
Yeah.
He makes a yabby something every year.
Yabby something? Like, what do you mean? Just yabby anything?
Like, so, I think he's made, like, he does, like, just yabbies, or, like, yabby meat, or a yabby salad.
Yabby salad?
Yeah.
I love yabbies, but I've never had them in anything.
The thing is, like, I suppose it's, like, growing up with stuff, like, an excess of, like, yabbies and garlic and like I really and like Asian style cuisine like we got heaps of that and so I really don't like it that much. I've only just started coming back around to eating like Asian style food. But yeah, I'd be like, oh, you know, like Sophie, like Mienna's mum makes really nice like salads and like baked and scalloped potatoes and Dad, can you please just bring something normal? He's like, nah, you know, I've been fishing yabbies for like 3 weeks coming up to Christmas and I've like had them sitting in a tub of water so that it clears out all their poo tracks. I'm like, oh, this is so fucking romantic, Father.
Can you eat yabbies?
Yeah, I can, but I don't like them. I have to, like, soak their meat in vinegar.
Yeah.
To even try and palate them.
Yeah.
She asked that because I'm allergic to seafood, but technically yabbies aren't.
Yeah, they're not seafood. Yeah. I just don't know how, like, how deep it runs.
Yeah. How deep is your yabby?
Is your fish
Where are you? Oh, wow. We've been talking for a while.
I know, we've been bloody blabbing on. I like not wearing a bra. It's nice to touch them, isn't it?
Yeah. Also, like, they just do things. Like,
hello.
I was leaning up against something and I was like, my boob was just, oh, that's right, I was holding a coffee and I had my arms crossed and, like, it was just leaning onto my boob and I was like, hello, boob. Like, it was just, like, giving it, like,
sight. Hey, cheeky.
Yeah, just, like, siding up to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, girls, like, burn your bras!
Yeah, everybody burn their bras, please.
Not really. The thing, I was saying to Jade, like, I have, like not completely given up because I still wear them with like white, I was going to say with white t-shirts, but I am wearing a white t-shirt today with no bra, but you can't see me nips. Because yeah, I'm like not trying to flaunt anything like sexual. I'm literally, it's almost the opposite. It's like pure comfort.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't care if you can see my nipples becoming erect. Like there's a change in wind or like my fabric of the shirt has touched them or grazed them.
Yeah.
Or maybe I have seen like a fine specimen walk past, who knows, but it's not like, hey boys, look at my free range tits. Hey.
I think I'm going to try, unless I'm going out somewhere, i.e. tonight, like I will wear a bra, but during the day for the rest of the week, I think I'm going to try and not wear a bra. Because I do it sometimes out of pure laziness. Like, I'll be walking around my room trying to find a bra. I'm like, oh, fuck it. Like, I just won't wear one.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try for the week to not wear one.
And, you get to a point where you just get used to it. So, like, there is the first part where you're like, I can feel, like, skin on skin. Or I can feel, like, yeah, like, my nipples changing, like, I was going to say consistency. But, like, or when you walk, that, like, slight bounce for maybe, like, a day, you kind of just, like, whoa, like, I feel naked and I feel like I need to protect myself more and hide everything.
Yeah.
Then after that day, you're like, fuck it, this is sick.
Yeah. All right, I'm keen.
Anyways. I'm excited. Keen, jelly bean, we're going to go, what is the time? We have to go have some beers.
Yeah, it's 4:24. 4:24, blazer.
4:24, blaze.
That's usually me repeating what you say.
I've got sunstroke. That's not even an excuse.
I've got sunstroke. What's your excuse?
Anyways, thanks right, for hanging with us, guys.
Thanks for hanging.
I was going to say, should we read a review?
Oh, cheer. Can you do it on your ill computer?
I can do it on my computes. So we now read a review at the end of an episode because it's really lovely to hear what people think about us, which is, you can do it too. Go onto iTunes and rate and review, then do a poo, because we love you. So this week's review is from All the Good Nicknames Are Gone, full stop, even this one. So the title is Caution, Hella Funny. Can I read from this far away? Listen to this at home, not in a public space. It will make you laugh out loud way too often, and people stare after a while. A touching homage to Jennifer Love Hewitt, 5 stars. So that's really lovely.
Thank you.
Could you please, take a bow? And thank you so much.
Is that a Rihanna?
Yeah.
How does it go?
Go on and da-da-da. But it's over now.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so to take you out, we're going to have
J-Love Hewitt herself.
Hit it, J-Love. In contact with us How Do I Deal girls,
you can email us at howdoidealpodcast@gmail.com or like our Facebook page How Do I Deal Podcast.
Also get onto the iTunes and give us 5 stars. Also subscribe. Bye bye now.
Bye now.